So let's go to Rose now in San Francisco. Hi, Rose.
Hi, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm calling about anxiety I'm really experiencing because of things on the web and things on particularly a website called Countdown to the Kingdom about the vaccine being the mark of the beast. And
all right.
I'm a devout Catholic. I love my faith. I have received the first shot because I need to be taking care of my first grandchild who's 6 months old, and my son wants me to be safe. Yet I read these things and I'm torturing myself, honestly, by looking. I've talked to several priests.
I think I have the answer for you, Rose.
A lot.
I think I have, and I understand exactly what you're saying and where you're coming from. Do you mind if I jump in?
No, please, please.
Okay. I know one of the two people, well, at least one of the two main people who operate that website. And I've always liked him. I always thought he was, you know, a fine person. So I have no objections to him at all. But I think that this website has a... It tends to controversialize and sensationalize a lot of things that are going on right now that are not necessarily as controversial or sensational as the guys on this blog, this podcast, make them out to be. And I know some other people who have been negatively affected by this, where they're, you know, they're perpetually on edge, perpetually worried, perpetually frantic, and they need their next fix of that podcast because they feel as though that's going to reveal more truth to them that, you know, only the initiated few or the people anyway who listen to this podcast are familiar with. And it just creates a sense of deep anxiety and fear. So let's just step back from that for a second and talk about the vaccine. Since early 2020, I've been talking about the possibilities for a vaccine. And for the better part of the year, this was before we really knew anything specific about what a vaccine would be and who would produce it and what would be in it, et cetera. Now we know those things. We didn't know them for 6 or 8 months in 2020. So if you were to go back to this show's YouTube channel, so if you go to YouTube, just look up Patrick Madrid Show, and you will hear me talk about the Mark of the Beast. Going back as far as Cyrus, and you used to roll your eyes when I would talk about this in early 2020. When was it? It was
that's
like
true.
March, maybe, that I started to delve into it?
Right away. You called it right away.
Well, yeah, but just to be clear, I didn't call it as the Mark of the Beast.
No, that's not what I meant. That's not
okay,
what
good.
Yeah. Sorry, no.
No, it's okay. So, Rose, I mean, for a year now, I've been looking at this within the bigger picture of, could this kind of movement to not so much inject somebody with a vaccine, but rather to do it in a way that could mark the person invisibly so that if you pass through a scanner, it scans you in. And if you are not scannable because you never got the vaccine, you don't get in to the sporting event or to the restaurant or the grocery store. So I don't mean to suggest that this is not a topic that hasn't been discussed, and I think it should be discussed because we have, as Jesus said, we are supposed to watch and pray. We're supposed to observe the signs of the times. But the last thing we should do is to say this vaccine is the mark of the beast, because it's not. There are technologies in place now that we can observe and say something like this could lead to something like that. And those are speculations that I have raised in, you know, the future possibilities. But I think that it is harmful and, you know, it's deeply counterproductive to be telling people that if you get this vaccine, you're getting the mark of the beast, because that's not true. And it's wrong to tell people that, especially if it's based solely upon your own best efforts to try to understand Scripture. And let's face it, in the book of Revelation, in the book of Daniel, in other parts of the Bible that speak about the end times, there are very mysterious signs and symbols and things that we really don't fully understand. And anybody who says, I understand what it is, has been shown over and over again to be wrong. There was a time when people thought that Ronald Reagan was the Antichrist. There was a time, Rose, and maybe you're old enough to remember, when there were people up in arms about the Social Security card system because they believed firmly that the three sets of letters was the mark of the beast. The three, you know, the three sets of numbers, in the Social Security number, that somehow equated to the mark of the beast. There have been people who thought that Pope John Paul II was the Antichrist. There are people who thought that getting your zip code added to your address, that somehow marked you with the sign of the beast. None of these things are true. So my advice, Rose, quite frankly, if I may, is just turn that stuff off. Just turn it off. It's sensationalism. It's creating fear and it's speculation. And when you get to the point where you have to call me to say, I'm just terrified because they're telling me this is the mark of the beast, but I need to get the immunization so I can take care of my little one, that's a real problem. That's my approach to it.
And can I say, Patrick, that can you hear me?
Yes.
Patrick? Okay.
Yes, I hear you.
My concern was that the visionaries that they are quoting seem to be, like Luz de Maria from, I think it's Venezuela or whatever, seem to be, from my investigation, you know, I've been obsessed with this now because it's so upsetting to me. And I want to do what our Lord wants, and I love our Lord and our Lady. We've consecrated ourselves to the Blessed Mother. It just doesn't seem right. But at the same time, this visionary and another visionary from Italy seems to be fairly credible with their local authority. Sharing their messages.
Let me speak to that point, Rose, if I may.
Okay.
I'm not frustrated because of you. I'm frustrated because of what's being done to you. So please don't misunderstand my tone of voice as being a frustration with you.
Okay.
I feel bad for you.
I don't.
Okay, good. These so-called visionaries, you know, maybe in the long run it'll turn out that some of them, one of them, any of them may turn out to be legitimate. But in the meantime, they're unapproved, self-appointed, alleged visionaries. They're not visionaries in the strict sense of the word. They say that they are. They're saying that they're getting locutions and revelation and things from our Lord and our Lady, but that doesn't make it true. So this is what makes that kind of effort to propagandize these things that much more dangerous, is because look at you as an example, Rose. You are beside yourself now. You're fearful. You're anxious. You don't know what to do because you've been confused by this, and all the more so because it's putting alleged visionaries on a pedestal as if they were actually saying something that the church had approved. They have no standing. They're just giving their personal opinion. Does the name Veronica Lukin mean anything, Rose? Does that name ring any bells for you?
No, it was just Luz de Maria and Gisela Cardia.
Yeah, no, forgetting about them. I'm just saying, does the name Veronica Lukin ring any bells?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. The reason I bring her up, she's gone now. She's died. But back in I think it began in the 60s, Veronica Lukin was a housewife in Flushing Meadows, I believe it was, New York. And her son died when he was about 16 years of age. I think he died in an accident. And she was very grief-stricken, as any mother would be. Well, it got so out of hand that she began to purport that Mary was appearing to her and giving her all kinds of dire warnings and things that were imminent, about to happen, and just she started to gain a following, and this alleged visionary became associated with the word Bayside, because that was the area where she lived in New York. Now, maybe she wasn't Flushing Meadows. I think it was Flushing Meadows, but in any case, Bayside was the name that was taken from that town, and a huge movement, well, relatively huge, arose surrounding her and all of her alleged prophecies and all these things, and it was all false, and none of it came true. And these true believers, these people who held on like grim death to every word that she said, and they altered their lives, and they became obsessed with this, and it was all not true. And that gained a rather large following. And she died and went on to her reward. And there are other people that have gone down that same road, and they have deceived many others. Maybe they were sincere. Maybe they were a bit crazy. I don't know. But the danger is when common folk like yourself become fearful and obsessed, as you said, that's a really bad sign. So my advice, Rose, would be turn that off. I know it's a drug.
I have turned it.
You got to kick it.
I have turned it off. I have turned it off now because it's causing such. I mean, I'm a stable person, and I'm. This is very upsetting. But this Luce Maria is also has a stigmata, and
it doesn't,
seems to be very credible.
I know there are plenty of alleged stigmatists who have faked it, or there's been some other psychosomatic cause for it. I do believe in true stigmata. There's no question about it, but I think those are far and few between. That's my best advice, Rose. Turn it off and turn your mind to more important and better things, and you'll feel better. Thank you. I'll be right back.